Welcome back to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann, and this is page 5. We're talking about nobility in our youth. You see this young man? Yeah, he was probably one of the most vilified people in America this time last week. He's just a youth, teenager from Covington, Kentucky, little suburb just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. I've stayed in Covington. Nice little town. I like it there. Cincinnati is a very predominantly Catholic community, as is Covington, the suburb, as I said. Nick here is a Catholic, young man, Roman Catholic, attends a Catholic school, Covington Catholic. Covington did this year, as has been their tradition for several years, they spent last weekend in Washington, D.C. They're part of the March for Life, a pro-life big gathering. Now, he was part of that event, and then later in the day, the kids were allowed to visit some of the monuments on the Capitol. They were just told, 5:30, get it in front of the Lincoln Memorial. That's where we're gathering, and our buses will pick us up then. Kids were actually really well behaved. But at the same time, last weekend, there was another organization meeting there, another group, Indigenous Peoples, American Indians were there. Well, then there were also the professional class of rabble-rousers, the Black Hebrew Israelites. Let me tell you, the Black Hebrew Israelites were causing all kinds of problems for everybody. They don't have hardly a nice thing to say about anyone. If you saw the extended video, you'd know what I mean. And finally, some of the tribal members, these Indian tribes, you know, finally was calling these Black Hebrews, you know, hey, would you lay off? You know, go after those white kids over there. And what do you know? The Black Hebrews decided, yeah, let's do it. And of course, they saw Nick and a couple of his buddies wearing the red hats. Now, mind you, they were not in the March for Life at the time, okay? They were on their own time. Nick was wearing a simple red hat with a patriotic message. It said, make America great again. I know, but that means you support Trump. We can't have that. No. So you know what they were doing? They got all over Nick. And eventually, this very opportunistic professional protester, Mr. Russell, decided he was going to get in the middle of it. Now, for a little while, you know, the Indian tribes were having a little break from the onslaught of verbal just trash coming out of the mouths of the Black Hebrews. But then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of nice being in the middle of the attention and all the cameras and the crowds, you know. So Mr. Russell decides he's going to come in there. And he walks kind of slowly and deliberately right in. He walks right up to Nick Sandman. And he pulls out his drum, puts it right up by Nick's ear. And he starts beating loudly on his drum. And he starts doing something that, you know, I assume would be some kind of a cultural, traditional thing to him. But Nick's just standing there. You know, he's not moving. He doesn't need to move. He's just standing there. I mean, that guy came to him. He wasn't blocking Mr. Russell. He just stood there, unfazed. Nick showed a poise that was incredible. Nick did not return the insults. None of the kids from Covington returned the insults of the Black Hebrews, who were really the bad guy in this thing. So you know what? Our leftist media decided to take certain clips that would make Nick look like the most hostile, terrible person. And yeah, he's got that smirk on his face. Nick has had so many death threats. Nick's family has been barraged. the school Nick goes to didn't even stand by Nick. The diocese that he's been a parishioner of criticized him, disavowed his behavior. Now, a number of people have recanted what they said when the full message got out. But what I want to talk about, and I want to commend, and I have commended, some of those journalists who said I was wrong. I blew it. I can't believe I allowed myself to be caught up in the hysteria and frenzy of all this. Nick gives me hope for a next generation. They might be better than my own generation. I'm going to be honest with you. And it isn't just a young man from Kentucky. We have young people like Nick right here in Oklahoma. A few years ago, I found a young blogger who was writing some good blogs on the Liberty Message. His name was Alex Allen. One of his blogs, he wasn't too sure of. I read it early one morning. And in fact, it was the day I was meeting with several presidential candidates in Oklahoma City. And I saw it, and I wanted to share it. And then I went back, and it was taken down. Nick had second thoughts. And, well, I had a cached copy of it, so I was able to reclaim it and post it on my site. I gave Nick credit for it. This thing went viral. I mean, everybody. I'm at this big convention, the SRLC, and everybody's asking me, oh, who's this Nick? This thing's amazing. And so I finally get a hold of Nick that afternoon. I said, Nick, we've got a big banquet here tonight, the gala. A lot of people want to meet you. Can you be here? Would you be my guest? He said, I can't. I said, what's going on? He said, man, I got all this company in town. I said, well, do you really have to be there? He said, well, they're here because it's my high school graduation tonight. Yeah. When I told people there, that blog was written by a high school kid, they're blown away. This last year, working the governor's campaign, I ran into a young man from Blackwell, Jordan Green. Jordan's now part of the staff there at the Blackwell newspaper. Jordan writes great stuff. His maturity beyond his years. There are a lot of great youth. You may know some of them. If you do, don't diminish them or look down upon them because they're young. You can learn something from them. Another great blogger that I've been privileged to know is actually from my home state, a transplant here. That's Ellie May. I hope you get a chance to see more of her video works. There are a lot of very intelligent, very wise young people, and it's time we invest in them. And it's time that we saw the value in what they can contribute. I want to thank Nick Sandman for what example he set for us this last weekend and beyond. And I want to encourage you to find the young people who are like Nick, who you can invest in, who you can encourage, and who you can help have a voice for a better Oklahoma tomorrow. I'm David Vann of Sooner Politics. It's been great to have you with me this weekend. We'll see you next weekend on SoonerPolitics.org's Weekend Report.